Rachel, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Your gallery has an intriguing name, Cincinnati Art Underground. Is that what you called your first venture, which was almost 2 years ago, and you opened a pop-up show on 13th Street and over the Rhine?
Yes, Cincinnati Art Underground was the working title for the whole venture, and people liked the name. The artists liked the name, clients liked the name, so we stuck with it, but it kind of fit our beginnings of working with artists earlier in their career and popping up in unusual places around town.
Well, when did you move inside?
We found our permanent space about a year ago. I was talking to Brian Hubert at Urban Sites, and they said they had some great spaces available on Main Street. So we started looking over there, and it seemed right to find a permanent space so that people would know where to find us.
Well, the show that's up right now at Cincinnati Art Underground still has some time to run. It's called Amalgamation, and it features the work of an artist whose last name is Birdsong. I think that's pretty intriguing. What can you tell us about the artist and her work?
Well, Kalila Birdsong has only been painting about 4 years. There's a strong artistic sensibility and discipline in the way that she approaches painting. She does these beautiful large-scale works that have kind of taken off in a very short period of time. So in keeping what we're doing with our gallery, which is really sort of discovering new artists as we find them and breaking them to the public, Kalila has fit in really nicely. So we work with Cincinnati artists. We also work with artists that we find farther afield, and we introduce them to Cincinnati.
Well, how do you find the artists you show?
Sometimes referrals. I also like to look on Instagram. I use some fun publications that are constantly showing fresh works like Art Slant. I do a lot of reading and research online, sometimes art exhibits, sometimes going to art fairs like Armory Art Week in New York or going to the satellite shows at Miami Art Basel. But I've reached out to a lot of artists. I think they like the project. I think they like what we're doing. So we generally get a positive response, and we have a lot of good shows planned.
You came to Cincinnati from New York City. Had you been part of the New York art scene? And do you make art yourself?
No, I don't make art myself. I'm more of a writer. I had lived in New York. I worked for a law firm, and then I went to law school when I was in New York City. And then I was in London for a period of time. It was in London that I bought my first works of art. I bought two photographs for an apartment that I had overlooking the Thames River. And I think that kind of started a journey. And then when I was back in New York City, I purchased a painting, a collage of mixed media work by one of my children's art teachers at the Tribeca School for Music and Art. So I enjoyed that process of discovery and the way that art opens up to you when you start participating in it. So I began to meet artists in New York. And then when I moved to Cincinnati, I was a volunteer with the Constella Festival of Music and Art. So I met more visual artists through that festival, and I just found that the art scene here was very welcoming and interesting. There's a depth of art, and there's a lot of talented artists in town, so I enjoyed working with the people that I met, and then began to think about starting this other venture that would give some visual artists another venue to show their work and connect with the public.
Well, did your gallery have a particular focus, or are you an across-the-board art dealer?
Across the board, contemporary art. We've had sculpture, we've had ceramics, we've had photography. Two artists that I had worked with initially were Dita Mert, who does really original ceramics work, and Kara Sheldon, who does these very minimalist, organic porcelain shapes. And I think I follow the breadth of what interests me, but also I want to introduce collectors to new works or people who might want to collect. And we also have a range of prices so that people can try something out and discover how they feel about connecting with these artists and about collecting art.
How does the size of your gallery affect what you show?
Well, it's 800 square feet. I was concerned at first that would limit what we could do. And what I found in terms of the artists we're working with, it's just about the perfect size. If someone is doing paintings, for example, we can feature about 8 to 12 paintings at a time, which is a pretty good size show. And that's about right for a younger artist in terms of what they might want to paint to express an idea. So it's worked out really well. I do see that in the future, it'd be nicer to have a larger space where maybe we could almost have two or three solo shows going on at the same time and give people a chance to experience a wider variety of work all at once.
Do you enjoy curating a show?
I do. One of my favorite parts is finding an artist that I haven't encountered before and then working with them. Before a show, there are a lot of conversations about what is happening with their art, what they think about it, what ideas they're trying to express. And then we do a lot of writing, a lot of back and forth. I might write something based on their artist statement and biography and then send it to them and they comment on it. So I like, even before the curating, I like the collaborative aspect. And then in terms of curating, you often get to go to their studio and maybe work with them to pick out works, or they present things to you. But even if the artist brings the show fully realized, you learn so much when you start talking to them about the different pieces. So it is really the best part of having a gallery.
Thanks so much, Rachel, for coming in to talk with us about your gallery.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Rachel Moore, whose gallery, Cincinnati Art Underground, is a relatively new element of Over the Rhine. The exhibition Amalgamation will run through January 21st. For more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.